Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet, will continue to talk about the laws of Bor, Brishut Harabim, a pit in the public area, all other damages that relate to this type of obstacle. Mishnah says, HaShofech Mayim Brishut Harabim, if somebody pours water out into the public area during a time where it's allowed, for example, it's the rainy season, it's very muddy outside anyway, so pouring water there wouldn't make any difference. Vehuzak bahin ahed, and somebody slipped on that water and hurt themselves because of it. Hayav binizko, the person who poured the water there is responsible for the damage that he's caused and for that injury. Even though he was allowed to pour the water out, he still has to pay for the damage because he created a hazard out there in the public area, even though it doesn't belong to him anymore. He got rid of the water. He's the one who put it there, and therefore he's obligated to compensate the person who was injured. If somebody hides a thorn or a piece of glass in the public area, let's say he put it into a wall, and that wall eventually fell and hurt somebody. This is one example where we're going to say he's obligated to compensate that person for the injuries over here. He's negligent. He should have realized that the wall can fall. Or, somebody builds a fence of thorns right near a public area. And here we're talking about if it's protruding, if it's leaning into that public area, and then those thorns scratch somebody or hurt somebody, the person would be liable as well. We're not talking about where it's on somebody else's property, because people don't normally go into someone else's property and get hurt by thorns. They shouldn't be expected, the owner of that property, to guard against people getting hurt by thorns in their own area. So we're talking about it's going into a public area. Begadir shenafal l'reshut harabim, or if you have a fence that was made of stone that fell into a public area. So even though it's not really his fault that the wall fell over here, you shouldn't have been expected to guard and make sure that wall doesn't fall. He owned it. If he owned it at that point in time and he didn't remove it earlier on, he has to pay for the damage that happens. And in all these cases, the huzku bahin aharim, and other people were hurt by these items, hayav bin iskan, he's obligated to pay for the damage that these items have done, all for the various reasons that we pointed out at each different scenario.